Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language.
Hey guys, welcome to Little Miss Recap's AMA, the podcast where we're going to answer all your burning questions. I am Amy Archer. I'm here with the noodle and the sauce to my meatball. Steph and Amanda. Guys, say hello.
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 Hello. Where's Shirley McLean?
She jumped down.
Ugh. All right. Okay. She was there for a brief moment. Yeah. Guys, we are turning 1 year old on April 8th. I looked it up. April 8th was the first episode that I put out that was like, welcome to Little Miss Recap. Mm-hmm. And then Steph and I did Tiny Beautiful Things first.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
That was the podcast we did first. And then, I don't know, Amanda, what was the first one you and I did?
Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets Seasons 2.
Oh, guys. And how is that so long ago? Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I was going to say, and then you guys did the one about Candy Montgomery, but I forget the name of
Love and Death.
That was
Love and Death.
Yes. Ugh, it was brilliant. Hot Dom.
So good. How was that a year ago already?
I know. A lot has happened in a year.
Yeah.
We went from doing like one or two podcasts a week to like 17. Yeah. A lot has happened.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we have some viewer questions, but a lot of them were like how we met. So I thought that we would just start with those stories. So Steph, why don't you tell everyone how you and I met, and I'll just correct the record as we go on.
Oh, that's how we're going to play this game. So fucking shocked, you guys. I'm being little sistered already. So Amy and I met in December of 2001.
Oh, is that when you started there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a job at a local television station, and Amy was already employed there. And
yeah, not very long. I started in 1999. That was my first job out of college.
Okay.
But you weren't in the old building, right? You were in the new building.
No, I came like right after that.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the rest of the story? We met at work.
That's the whole story.
It was love at first sight.
We were both in real bad relationships.
Real bad marriages. Yep. Mm-hmm. Then I got knocked up with twins. And I would go into Amy's office every day and we would watch Golden Girls. And I would pick up my shirt and scratch my belly because my skin was always itchy from stretching. Mm-hmm. And I would just sit there and scratch my belly and we would watch Golden Girls. We would sing like horrible, who would we sing? Billy Joel songs. And
Wham.
Wham. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good time. We used to go, then Was it after you had the boys that we used to go to McGrath's every Saturday night and complain yes. about our lives?
Yes, mm-hmm. it was. Because mm-hmm. we would go with your other friend.
Mm-hmm. The three of us were in bad marriages. The three of us
would go. Mm-hmm. And we used to play this game, like which one of us was going to be the decoy. Do you remember?
Yeah. We can't give too many details about that on air. Yeah, but yeah, just know that we were trying to get some information and we needed a sexy decoy and we were going to make Steph be it.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
Okay. So Amanda, you and I met. So we mm-hmm. have been in the same fandoms for a while. We had right. been in the Bunkies, the Sissy Squad, yep. the Cray Cray group for a while. And then we finally met in person. I have a hair in my face at a Bunky meetup.
Yep, in October of 2022. God, that feels like forever ago.
And we wow. sat and talked for a long about, time.
Yeah, about sister wives and politics and all and kinds of
politics
shit.
Politics for a long time.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Let me guess, mm-hmm. Amy was talking about Bobby Kennedy.
He might have come up.
Not no, current no. Bobby Kennedy. I just want to make that very
no.
clear.
Oh, no, right. no, 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 no. no. No, no, no.
The one
no,
and only.
Former Attorney General.
1968.
Yes.
Of course.
That one. The original. The OG Bobby Kennedy.
The 1968 version. Okay. So we have some questions. We'll go through them. We can take turns reading them if you want. It's up to you guys. But the first one is, what is your favorite Nicolas Cage movie? This is random. Yeah.
It's random, but I like it.
I love this.
And there's a lot of parts to this question. So let's just tackle yes. the first part. So my favorite Nicolas Cage movie is Peggy Sue Got Married.
Ooh. Oh, that's a
I
good one.
I love that movie. I love him in it. It's one of my absolute favorites.
Forgot about that one. All mm-hmm. right. So mine is definitely either.
Definitely either.
Raising Arizona.
Mm. Good one.
Or Con Air. Because my favorite line of all time is this.
Put the bunny back in the box.
Remember when they're on the plane? Nobody even gets
Never saw it.
You, got, you guys, they're the all like just staring at me.
Never saw it.
What? It's so good.
I'm Uncle Buck. It. I am missing a huge you. Cultural conversation, I guess.
We both are.
You guys,
we
both are. What is happening?
Put my favorite Nick Cave. Nick Cage movie is unequivocally Leaving Las Vegas. Mm. Not a happy fun movie.
It's a good a movie,
fantastic
though.
Movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Heartbreaking. That's a rough one.
Yep. It is. Yep. But I think that's his best role.
Okay. Aside from Peggy Sue Got Married, you mean?
Second only to that. Yes. And Con Air and Raising Arizona.
Okay. So now they want to know. If the Manosphere were never to make another appearance, would you miss it? Of course I missed it. That's why it's back. Okay. And then if you had to thruple with a reality TV star, who would you invite into your bedroom? Amanda, you go first.
Oh, I'm thinking.
Any reality TV star.
Brittany of Brittany and Marcelino.
Ooh, that would be wild. Wild.
We both have a crush on Brittany in this house, so mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brittany would be it.
Okay. Steph?
I'm afraid to answer.
I know. I really have to think about this.
I just chose a drug-addicted felon, Stephanie. So there's really nothing to be embarrassed about. To be fair, Brittany has been sober for years and has been out of jail for years and is doing fantastic. Yes. But.
I will say that as of recent, if I had to pick a recency bias here, right? Somebody who's in my world now, mm-hmm. it'd be Giannis from 90 Day the Single Life.
Oh. Yeah, he's a good
Oof. Man. I am so hot for him.
He is a good looking man.
Yes.
I mean, I have a couple that I want to say. So I can't make up my mind if you haven't noticed.
Okay.
So I was thinking either Hottie McCrimes.
Oh, Hottie McCrimes would be good. Oh,
he'd be a good one.
Or Michael. And I'm scared to say that because I don't want him to listen.
Maps Michael. Okay.
Maps Michael. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I would pick Sidian too.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
But I would
have Sidian.
I think I'd have to invite Sidian and Tasha.
Yeah. I couldn't even get in on that. Maybe we could throw
Tasha
in me
Tasha could
there.
Just watch from the corner.
It's going to be me and Sidian all day long.
Actually, maybe Tasha and I will both watch from the corner because I think she and too. I could be Throw friends. Over there.
I could definitely be friends with Tasha.
She's I love mm-hmm. her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. People want to know if I'm all right after my job loss.
No.
No. I'm just going to say it plain and clear. No. All right. Next question. If you could interview one person from any of the shows you cover, who would it be? Ooh, who would be like big getcha? You know who it would be? I would love to interview Darcy Silva.
Oh, that would be really
I don't
good.
Even know who that is.
From She's fiance. From the 90 Day World, but she has her own show, Darcy and Stacey.
Darcy and Stace would be really good.
She would be really good. Yeah. Like, I would want to give her therapy.
Oh, we would give her a lot of therapy.
Yes.
I know my answer.
Okay, who's yours,
Your answer.
Kathy and Gabagool.
Duh. Oh, duh. Yeah.
Gabagool. Duh. Yeah.
Duh.
Yep. Yep.
Not Teresa?
No.
No. No.
No.
No.
No. Gabagool.
Yeah,
Gabagool. I've discovered that my Garrick Merrifield voice is very similar to my Gary the Golden Bachelor voice.
It is very similar. Ooh. Yeah. I heard you with On Pink Shade in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would not want to interview Gary.
Amanda, who would you interview?
Who would I interview? The Silvas would be really, really good. I think, and this is going to be a real random one. This is a smothered thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would interview Driving Down the Highway. I'd interview the two of them.
Okay. Mother, daughter,
I want to know more about the face licking.
Yes. Okay.
Ooh, I want to know more about that. I have no idea what this means, but face licking.
Smothered is.
Smothered.
Do I need to watch this, Amanda?
Smothered is a joy. I love Smothered so much. It's so bad.
Only watch Smothered if there's nothing else on.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. No. Oh, I'd watch Smothered over a lot of things.
Really?
Yeah,
would you watch? I love it. Would you watch Smothered over Tim Russert calling election results?
No. Particularly now, given that he's dead, that would be really intriguing. I'd have to watch that. Oh, the other one that I would probably, it was just in my head and it was gone. Oh, the same time twins.
Same time.
Extreme Sisters. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That would be a good get to.
Okay.
I clearly don't watch as much television as you both.
You gotta watch TLC. You gotta get on the TLC train.
Yeah. You guys, it's a learning channel, Stephanie. There are things to be learned.
I think
here.
I started the TLC train because when I was pregnant, the first reality shit I ever watched was A Baby Story.
Mm. Yeah. I remember
and
that.
And I was obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Remember how good that was?
Trading Spaces was mine.
What do you think? Oh, I love that show.
That was a good one.
What do you think is the best part about being a Gen Xer? I think we had a great childhood. It was fucking wild.
I would agree
with
that.
It was crazy. It was living on the edge all the time. Yeah. You never knew if you were going to be kidnapped, be murdered. You didn't know.
Right.
It could change.
Or you would, or you would eat tainted Tylenol.
Yes.
Or get a razor blade and an apple. I mean, these
you never knew. You just don't. There's no way to know.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I don't know. I think you're probably
right. I think resiliency.
Right. Yeah.
That came from our fucked up childhood.
From all the abuse.
Jesus. Here's the thing, and I've said this all along. The boomers were raised in a different time in a different way, right? Mm-hmm. And so when they had children, they raised us the same way, but they didn't realize the world had changed so much.
Yeah.
So they were applying the same, like, they didn't do it maliciously, but they applied the same rules, the same, like, go out and just be in the world at 6 years old.
Right.
Like, they applied those same rules, but, like, the world was very different.
Right. We weren't living in Mayberry anymore.
No. Ew. No. Mm-mm. All right. So do you think that you will do a Little Miss meetup somewhere? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I love a meetup. I'll plan it now. You tell me where you want to go.
I'm
cider
all for
place.
It.
Cider place.
Everybody come drive up to rural Pennsylvania and stay at Amy's house.
To the cider place. Amazing.
You can all camp in your backyard. It'll be great.
Ooh, I totally have enough room for people to
camp.
Yeah,
you do.
I know you do.
Yeah. What three things would you change on Maths to improve the show? I can tell you three things I'd change. Pepper, Cal, and the entire matching process.
Yes.
Done.
Remember when we used to love Pep, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Not anymore.
I know. Anymore. Well, I don't. I feel bad saying that because she's like a sweet little lady.
It seems like she's just phoning it in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, Amanda.
Yeah, this is my first season, so I don't really feel like I'm educated enough to
give. She gave her 2 weeks' notice 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Okay, mm-hmm. Got it.
On like season 12.
I see.
How did you get started doing podcasts? So I'm one of these people that like when I get into something, I think I can do it. So when Timmy and I were watching Deadliest Catch, I thought I could be a crab fisherman. When we're watching Ice Road Truckers, I'm like, I could do that. How hard can it be, her? So I started listening to a lot of podcasts when we were building the house, and I started thinking, I could do this. Mm-hmm. And then in the pandemic, my sister and I were thinking of a podcast to start, and she really wanted to do Little House on the Prairie. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to do it together, she and I, and we did, and we started Gen X, This Is Why.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
That's how we got into it. What about you guys? Like, what made you want to start doing podcasts?
I, like you, am one of those people who's like, I want to do that. If I think something's cool, I'm like, I want to go do that. Hence why I wound up doing burlesque and tossing my bra out to 150 people. Sorry, folks who had to see my tits. But anyway, and I, like you, was like, I think I could do this. But I had no one to do it with.
Okay.
That was my issue.
So I originally wanted to do this like 100 years ago when I was commuting to work every day, and Amy and I would get on the phone every morning at like 7:15, and we would talk on my entire commute to work.
We would, and true story.
We would, no, like for real. Mm-hmm. And we would joke that we solved the world's problems every morning. Mm-hmm. So I said to her, we should start a podcast where we just solve the world's problems. Ha ha. And she was like, that's dumb. You know, whatever. And then a couple years later, Gen X.
I don't think I said that's
happened.
Dumb.
Like, that's what she said because she little sistered me and she's like, listen, mm-hmm. loser, you're dumb, mm-hmm. not doing mm-hmm. it. And then she went and did it with her big sister. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened.
She had to like, she had to get her feet under her so she could be ready for you, Stephanie.
Yes, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened.
No, I understand.
What is your favorite reality show of all time?
Sister Wives.
I think Sister Wives is mine too.
It's totally mine. Mm-hmm, hands down, Sister Wives, then MAFS. Mm-hmm. The end.
Not MAFS for me.
Yeah, it's a tie between 90 Day and Sister Wives.
But those, oh yeah.
Mine's Sister Wives or Love After Lockup. Here's the thing. I never thought Love After Lockup was my favorite show. And then I realized I never miss an episode. Mm. Like, it is the one thing I make sure I watch every Saturday or Sunday after it airs. And I don't feel that way about 90 Day. Like, I could go a few weeks.
Oh.
And then I'm catching up. But Love After Lockup, I never miss.
See, I've never seen that. So, and I, when I say MAFS, I'm talking about like when it was good before Pep phoned it in.
Yeah. 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 Before Pep quit.
Yeah.
And never came back. Mm-hmm. Who is your dream interview guest? We talked about that already. Okay. For Amy, what is your opinion on AI in entertainment as a writer? Ooh. I mean, AI is terrifying on all fronts. And it's putting writers out of business, and it's not good. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah. It's putting not just writers out of business,
everybody,
but a lot of people. Like, my job is now, like, kind of going to be fucked with it soon. Like, it's not
mine
good.
Mine will, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's already starting in my field, so not great.
Ugh, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Does somebody else want to start reading questions?
I can do that if you would like.
Yes.
What is your favorite part of podcasting?
Oh, my God. I love when we're laughing hysterical. When we are laughing hysterical about something, it's fantastic. That's why I love doing, like, Virgin River, Couple to Thruple, like, just ridiculous shit.
Just laugh.
Yes. I love laughing. That's my favorite part. Like, I get to talk to you two and make ridiculous jokes.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's funny because when Amy and I recorded a cult thing first, And I came out and Todd thought we were doing the AMA. And he's like, what were you guys laughing at the AMA? I'm like, oh, no, we were talking about a cult. And he's like,
we're talking about like a cult murder.
Right.
That we're laughing hysterically.
And he's like, I love, he's like, that's my favorite part. Or I love, like, he likes, he loves hearing me laugh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
But note, he also doesn't listen to our podcast because he doesn't do podcasts.
My husband doesn't either.
My husband listens even if he doesn't watch the shows. He's like, I listen to every single podcast.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Every single show.
Yes. Yes.
T listens to every show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't. Can you see my hair smoking? Like my brain is exploding. That surprises me.
Yeah. He listens even if he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
I love him.
He's wonderful. Okay, next question. It's a two-parter, but I'm going to cut off the second part because we already talked about it. How did we all meet? How did you meet Mary Payne and Aaron, Amy?
You know, I was trying to think about this. I don't remember. I think that Aaron had me on Pink Shade to talk about Fat Girl Skinny. That's what I think it happened.
Okay.
And then Aaron and I became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a few times where like Mary Payne was out or Aaron was out, and I don't know how I got into subbing for them, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aaron took an extended absence and I subbed the entire time.
Right.
And then when Mary Payne took over the podcast, I started doing Hey Bunky with her. Mm-hmm. So that's how I met them. And then I met them in person at the Philly.
Right. When we all met.
In Bunky meetup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could be any age for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
All right, I'll go first.
Go ahead.
I would be the age I am right now. Which is,
you're not getting that answer from me.
43. Because I'm going to be honest. So my childhood wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hated, like, high school and all of those. Like, I don't feel like I actually figured out who I was or what I wanted to be or what I liked until I was like 40, and I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna do me and fuck everybody else.
Mm-hmm. You crossed the bridge. We talked about the bridge. Yeah.
So I would never want to go back over it. I'm never tearing down that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping the Orion Dick bridge open to my to my 40s.
So you don't have to build it. It's been built
mm-hmm. built. He's done it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey now.
Ew,
Amanda, fuck. What about you?
It's a hard one because I would want to say how I felt in my body, my early 40s, like 41, 42.
Mm-hmm.
How I felt emotionally now is how I'd want to be. So I'd like want that physical version of myself in this life and emotional state.
Okay.
Aim.
Mine is 29 or 30. 29 in 2006 was the best year of my life. It was the year that I met and fell in love with Timmy. It was the year I became a mother. That was the best year of my life. 30 was really good too. So around that age range is where I'd want to be.
Hmm.
Not now, when I'm fucking unemployed and filled with anxiety and crossing the menopause bridge. No thanks. No thanks.
Who is your dream guest besides Michael and Sidian?
We kind of covered this.
Got that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a spicy 5-year-old who is destined to be a beautiful and ball busting teenager. And I'm terrified. Mm. Any tips for teen parenting? Love ya.
Oh God.
Just keep the wine fridge stocked. Ugh. That's all I've got. It's fucking hard out here.
Parenting teens. No. I mean, you guys are parenting. Well, Stephanie, your kids are older now, but you guys parented teen boys. I think teen girls is a whole new nightmare of its own.
Sure is.
I really, truly
in very different
that.
Ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always said I was so grateful to have girls when they were little because little boys have an energy I can't contend with. But oh my God, now it's like, whew.
So go ahead. I don't know that I agree with that though, because my boys weren't like crazy boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like in like with that like boy energy, like I don't think I ever felt that.
Well, I mean, it doesn't apply to every single boy.
No, I know, I'm just saying.
I would say this is a hard lesson that I had to learn. You have to meet your kids where they are. Yeah. And that's a really hard thing to learn. Like, mm-hmm. I have to break a lot of my maternal and paternal mm-hmm. history and try to parent the way I want to parent. And mm-hmm. a lot of that is like accepting things that I don't agree with, but are happening. Right.
I think it's parenting the kid that you have.
Mm-hmm. Not the kid you want.
Right. Not the kid that you think they are, not the kid you mm-hmm. think you are, the kid that they actually are. I think that's a big one. And I think just listening.
Yeah.
Just listen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Steph, weigh in.
I'm new to this.
I mean, my advice was just to become an alcoholic so we can see what kind of mother I am.
Okay. You know. Next question. Okay.
What type of challenge on Amazing Race would be your strong suit? What would you absolutely rock? I've never watched Amazing Race.
So I haven't either.
Love it.
Never saw
So the part of Amazing Race that I would rock is the planning. I'm a very good logistical person.
Okay.
Like I could plan out how we're going to run through these three countries. We're going to take a train here, boat here, do this, do that. Like I would plan it all out. Not sure I could live up to the execution of all of this. But I'm a very good logistical person. I'm a very good planner.
I'd be good at that.
It's the part I would.
I've never seen it. I can't even weigh in.
It's so good. It's so good.
Okay ladies, this is a tough one, and I have spent a lot of time pondering this.
This is a question I've seen in my nightmares,
and I have a strong answer. I've worked on this.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill. Mm-hmm. Cody Brown, Garrick Merrifield, and Big Ed.
Mm. Steph, do you know who Big Ed is?
I don't, but
Google it. Big Ed 90 Day. You'll know him immediately when you see him.
He's the guy with no neck, who's an abusive asshole. The fact that he has no neck is the least offensive part of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's gross. Okay, since I have thought about this, I will answer first.
Go ahead.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
That guy.
My kill is Cody Brown.
Whoa, coming out hot for Cody. Okay.
My fuck is unfortunately Big Ed, and here is why. Because on Last Resort, Liz said he had no stamina, and it just happens real fast. And I can just get it over with.
Okay.
All right. Get it over with.
Oh, God.
Garrick Merrifield, I'd marry because I'm a lot smarter than he is, so I could, like, just manipulate the whole situation.
And you'd be rich. He has
money. I'd be rich.
Yeah.
I'd be rich and manipulating the shit out of him.
Okay. All right.
No. And then I'd go bang other people because I don't want anything to do with that.
I think I would marry Cody Brown because he's just going to hang out with Robin anyway. I got
that's
nothing
my
to
answer.
That shit.
Yes. That's a good point.
So
I didn't think
I'm
about that.
I'm marrying Cody, and then I would probably fuck Big Ed because, like Amanda said, I don't know him, but if it would get over real fast, I mm-hmm. could do that. Ugh. And then I would have to kill Garrick just because he's just there's does do we need an explanation?
No, we really don't.
That's
okay,
my answer.
Here's my plan.
Oh. Okay.
I would marry Cody Brown because he would hang out with Robin. I agree with mm-hmm. you. And I would never even see him.
That's true.
I would kill Big Ed because I'd put Liz out of her misery.
True.
And then I would fuck Garrick Merrifield, try to get pregnant by him to secure my bag. and then just, you know,
just live out
have
life
his kid
as a rich
and
person.
Collect those sweet, sweet TLC checks.
It's not a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Okay. Yep. Just wanted to say hi to a fellow Northeast PA-er. I went to Marywood for undergrad and grad and lived in Jessup for a period of time after. My husband is from the Winton part of Archbold.
I don't know where the Winton part of Archbold is.
I don't either. I mean,
is
I
it
know
Winston?
Arch- no, it says Winton.
I know
mean,
Archbold
I know
pretty
Archbold.
Well. Yeah. Anyway, hi, Nipa-er.
Yeah, Nipa-er.
Okay.
Ooh, maybe Nipa-er. Wait. Maybe Nipa-er can be the first person, the first backdoor friend that we invite to camp on your property.
There we go.
Oh,
there we go. Like
to the mm-hmm. cider place, at least. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Nipa-er, if you're listening, meet us at the cider place.
And I'm driving up.
Yeah, there you go. Amanda's coming.
I'll sleep in my car. It's fine.
No, okay. You can sleep with me.
Okay, yay. Bang, marry, kill. This is hard just because I don't want to kill any of these people. Yeah, Ashmal, Ramen, Jonathan.
Oh.
And unfortunately, I think I have to kill Jonathan.
Oh.
I don't want to.
Okay.
And I think I need to marry Ashmal.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's, you know, an attorney. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't want to marry Spicy Ramen because womp womp.
I'm totally marrying Spicy Ramen.
Oh, I am fucking the hell out of Spicy Ramen. That's what I'm doing.
No, nope. I'm gonna fuck Jonathan because I think something's there. Something's magic.
there's some goodness there.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to kill Ashmal. I feel really bad about that because I really like him.
Yeah.
But I'm going to marry Spicy Ramen and we are going to have the time of our lives. Wait a minute. Hold on. It's going to be a lot of this in the club. I can't. All right, Steph, what about you?
Oh, I don't. I mean, I'm definitely fucking Jonathan. There's no doubt.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The other two, I don't. I hate picking one.
I know.
Like, I don't kill have any an answer. I like them all. So
I don't want to kill Ashmal. I just want to, like, knock him unconscious and it'll look like he's dead.
Okay, that's fair. We get him to play dead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, just to be different, I'm going to kill him.
Kill who? Spicy Ramen?
Ashmal.
Okay.
No, wait.
I killed
Ashmal. Oh, well, then I'll kill Ramen.
Oh, okay.
Spicy.
Well, there's no wrong answer here because they're all lovely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there is a wrong answer because killing all of them sucks.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Let's skip down, Amanda, to which golden girl are you?
Okay.
I know which one I am.
I'm interested to know, Amanda, what golden girl are you? Which golden girl are you?
Dorothy.
Yeah, I'm a total Dorothy.
Okay.
The sarcasm.
I'm a Blanche.
Amy is 100% not a Blanche.
I'm a Blanche.
No.
I'm a Rose and a Blanche. Like, on the outside, I'm a Rose.
Mm-hmm.
But on the inside, I'm a Blanche. If that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. I've known her long enough to know. Amy wants to be a Blanche, but deep down, she's just a Rose.
I am she's secretly just a beautiful Rose.
But you're not, ask you don't act on it.
Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy. I'm
just kidding.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to point out the fact that I, right now, I think I'm like 2 years younger than Sophia was when Golden Girls was filmed.
Isn't that wild, you guys?
It's so fucked up.
Okay. All right.
Never forget that photo of me and Archie Bunker. And we were the same age and he looked 30 years older than me.
Never forget.
Okay.
Go on.
What reality show would you like to be on?
Can I answer first?
Couples Therapy with Orna.
Oh, you whore. That was mine. Oh, that's good. That didn't even occur to me. But yeah, that's where I'm going. I want therapy with Orna.
She stole mine. All right. Then my second choice would be Married at First Sight. Hands down, I would love anything than to go through that experience. Sorry, Patrick.
Really?
I would love to do it. I would love to be a part of that experiment.
I would give Love is Blind a try.
I would too. Yeah, I'd do that over maths.
Yeah.
But that kind of experience would be interesting.
Okay.
Damn, you stole my Orna, you bitch.
Okay. Go ahead. Next question.
I was ready for that one. Bitch.
Can we have a Philly or South Jersey meetup? Yes, we said
100%. Cool. Yes.
Someone wants to be my friend.
Ooh.
I don't know who you are, but please slide into my DMs. I like friends. Friends are good.
Okay.
Maybe I want you to slide into my DMs. No, I definitely do. Feel free. I'm really very easy to talk to. How did you get into podcasting? We did that already. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done?
Okay, so let's do this for each other. So what would we assume Stephanie did if she got arrested? I would think that you drove your car into something.
What?
Like some kind of car thing.
Oh my God, that's terrible. Yeah,
no, not on purpose. I would think that you just had like some kind of accident that is like negligence. Like you fell asleep or something.
Oh my God, Amy. Why? I need to know.
Would you rather me think you murdered somebody?
No, I was going to say, oh my God.
I don't think you're a criminal. So I think it would be something that would happen by accident.
Oh no, I have a
I'm going with answer. Color crime, some sort of like embezzlement situation.
For me? Oh my god, never. You guys don't know me at all.
Like an accidental embezzlement.
Yeah. No.
Like I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to put this money there.
No.
I didn't mean to hurt anybody.
Oh my god, no. I am so crazy about being honest, especially around money. That would never happen with me ever, 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 ever.
But I think it would be accidental.
No, I wouldn't fuck that up.
Okay. Okay. So what crime do you think, Stephanie, you are capable of?
I would totally get in trouble for like mouthing off to someone or chasing someone in a road rage fit.
Oh.
Because like my
would that be hitting someone with your car?
No, but I
or something
actually,
involving your car?
No, but I wouldn't actually like hurt someone or crash. Like I feel like if it were me, it would, because you know when I get fired up, my mouth gets real bad. Mm-hmm. I think it would be more like I would be verbally harassing somebody.
Okay, I could see that.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about me?
That embezzlement comment makes me need to call my therapist.
I was just trying to pick something that doesn't like teasing. Really hurt anybody because I can't see you hurting anybody.
What about me?
Amy would get arrested for
conspiracy.
No, Amy would get arrested for protesting for sure. Like some sort of human rights something. Yes.
Yeah, maybe. About that as a reason to get arrested. Yeah. That's probably how I would get arrested too.
I do like to scream at people that, I've kind of found a lot of solace in screaming and being angry at bad men. Mm. So, you know, maybe I could go to the Women's March and get arrested.
Exactly. Yes. Okay, no, I have an answer.
You know that I would get arrested for being in a cult, doing something stupid, following. I would get swept up in an embezzlement scheme or something.
Yeah.
Totally. 100%.
So I think Amanda would get arrested for like public indecency.
Ooh, having sex in public. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact about me, I've never even had sex outside.
What? Really? Even I have.
I have.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I have lots of stories about public. Never mind.
Nope. Yes. I don't. But I like that. I mean, if that's why you're going to get arrested, it's not bad.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, next.
How did you come across other podcasts like Reality Gaze and Pink Shade? And I wonder if we all just gravitate towards these podcasts. And I've actually just told this story to somebody yesterday. I had to take friends of mine to the train station like at like O Dark 100 one morning. Mm-hmm. And driving home, I was so tired. I just put into the podcast player. I wonder if there's any podcast about 90 Day Fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
And I found Kim and Kyle, and that's
it. Just went from there.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened to me. When I was working on my book with School Shooting, so it was 2017, 2018, we were working on that. I needed something to like just be light when I got done with that kind of work. So I would watch, that's when I got into 90 Day.
Okay.
And then I had already been listening to like Serial and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, well, I wonder if there's a podcast about 90 Day. I found Kim and Kyle.
Yeah.
And then I think I went to Pink Shade next and then The Gaze.
Okay. I went to The Gaze first and then Pink Shade.
Yeah.
And actually the first time I had listened to The Gaze, I did not like them. The first time I heard them in a crossover with Kim and Kyle, I was like, these guys are just too much. And they are, in fact, too much. And now that is exactly the reason I love them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I wonder if there's people out there who think we're too much.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, most people hate me. Let's be real.
Oh, stop it.
It's all good. No, it's been like a lifelong thing. I'm used to it. I never listen. Oh, you don't want my answer? Okay, guys, next.
You don't listen to them, do you?
I know. No, that's what I was going to say. Okay.
So, Steph, tell us what you were like in high school. Did you get good grades, play sports? I knew you were a cheerleader.
All right. So, I have a real odd high school experience. So, I was like cheerleader captain, which is so
captain
not something
of
you,
cheerleader.
Yeah, yeah. Which you would never think. And I don't get it either. But I was also like super weird. Like I was that kid in the 90s that when everyone was listening to like Dave Matthews Band or like whatever, I was listening to Janis Joplin. So like I never fit in into like any crowd. It was like I was really odd and people thought I was weird. I did get good grades. I did not really play sports because I hate sports.
Did you start any clubs?
No, I was in the French club, though, but I never started a club.
Or did you start any protests?
No. No one did that in the 90s.
I did.
No. My high school experience was bonkers, though. That was just weird.
Amanda, what about you?
High school was really great for me, and I know a lot of people don't have that experience. Mm-mm. My favorite chunk of school for me was high school.
Oh,
so,
I love that for you, though.
Middle school was hell. Middle school was unabashedly hell. I've mentioned before that there was, let's just say I'm very lucky that I didn't succeed in some things I tried in middle school. We'll just leave there. So I get to high school. I'm going from a small private school to public school. I was totally overwhelmed for like the first half of ninth grade. I was like,
wow.
I went from a class of 10 people to 250, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Wait,
this is
10?
Terrifying. Mm-hmm. There's 10 people in my eighth grade class.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
To 250.
I didn't even know,
like,
was this Little House on the Prairie?
No, it's just a small private school in Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And then where I went to high school was actually 10th, 11th, 12th. So two ninth grades come together. So that was even freaky too. Mm-hmm. About halfway through ninth grade, I finally made friends with my, as I've mentioned her many times, best friend, Wendy, middle of ninth grade. She befriended me and that really changed my life.
Wendy.
Yeah, I love Wendy. And so high school was great. Someone told a friend of mine once we were the most exclusive clique in school and we were all like, huh? What? That doesn't make any sense. We were like the cooler nerdy people. Mm. Like we weren't the hardcore nerds. Mm-hmm. We were like a tick up, a bit more social, not quite as dorky. Mm-hmm. Did I get good grades? I was a solid B student. Mm. And I remember in high school, and I thought this is one good parenting thing my father did to me once. He said that he asked me once why I didn't get straight A's because he thought I was smart enough to. And I'm like, well, I mean, I have, you know, school and I have my job and I have swim team and I have this, that, and the other. And he's like, I can't argue with that. Like you're getting good grades and you're doing a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
It's fine. Which I thought was great. Did I play sports? Yes, I swam in high school. I started swimming competitively when I was 5 and swam until I graduated from high school. And I was very good, but I loved it. Did I start any clubs? Yes. I started Young Democrats in my high school.
Oh my God. I love this. That.
Love it.
Yep. Totally. Mm-hmm. And protests. Yes. We walked out with black armbands once to protest Desert Storm.
'91.
My senior year of high school. Yeah. To protest Desert Storm. Because a bunch of, you know, seniors in high school from Conestoga and Berwyn, Pennsylvania was really going to end the war by walking out.
Hey, those protests have to start somewhere.
They do. Little fires everywhere start and then they come together.
Yes. Yes.
Aim.
So I was really wild in high school, like wild. I was skipping school all the time, hanging out with terrible people, just not good. And so in 9th grade or 10th grade, so I went to Tech stuff when it became Scranton High School, so they closed a school and they combined us all into one.
Yeah,
and there were fights constantly. So I tell the story all the time on Gen X's Why. They beat up our principal in the middle of the street. They beat up, you know, it was constant, and it was really starting to bother me. Like I hate violence, and I was crying all the time. I could not go to school. So in 11th grade, my parents put me in a Catholic school. Yes. a Catholic mm-hmm. high school. And what happened is I was with like a bunch of popular, rich, preppy kids, and I hated them all, and they all hated me. Yeah. Because, you know, I was weird and I liked poetry and I liked the Indigo Girls. So like, I remember I would just hide out in the library. I had no friends. I would hide out in the library. I would listen to, I found a record of W.H. Auden reading his poetry and Robert Frost reading his poetry. And I would play the records while I was working on the literary magazine. Then I started the Shakespeare Club, right. And it was me and my teacher. That was it.
Oh my God. Shut up. It was you and your teacher.
It was me and my teacher. I think there was one girl who would pop in and out, but never stuck around very long.
That's hilarious.
And did I play sports? Absolutely not. Did I have a protest? Yes. In middle school, I organized a walkout to protest styrofoam trays, because why not? And I watched as everyone else walked out, and I was too scared to. So that's what happened.
I love it.
I do want to know, though, and I know we just talked about this recently on the pod, but in your bad school, did you have to free Mr. Clark?
I did not free Mr. Clark, but it was a wild situation.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It was wild.
That's nutty. Yeah.
Yep.
If you didn't have to consider the happiness of the backdoor friends, what content would you and your co-host like to cover?
I started this podcast saying I wanted to cover, my dream was always Sister Wives and Love After Lockup. Those were the two things I always wanted to cover. MAFS was probably close third. Always wanted to do MAFS. Mm-hmm. Who says I do consider the happiness of the backdoor friends?
The fact that you poll people at 10-second intervals?
Literally, and then pin them so every time we go to the group, we can't find anything because there's 7,000 polls pinned.
I do. That is the academic in me. Everything is decided by committee, always collecting my data points. I think, you know, what would I love to do? I would love to, like, go back and do The Affair.
That would be so good.
The Sopranos.
Just asked you to do, you know, that, what I mean? You, like, said no.
Yeah, just because I don't think anybody would listen. I would love to do it.
You don't think anyone would listen to The Affair? That is such a good show. I think
I don't think it ever got really big.
But I think we can get some backdoor friends to watch it.
Well, the problem with it is it's on Showtime, and Showtime has become almost unfindable, which is weird. But, I would love to do shit like that. Like, I originally started this podcast, like, this is going to be the scripted version of our podcast communities. And then it was like, nobody's listening. So I'm like, okay, let me just throw a reality show on, and then boom, like, everyone
shows up.
I'm like, okay, I guess I'm doing reality. So that's Sister Wives and Love After Lockup and MAFS would be the three shows that I always wanted to do. What about you guys?
I'd want to do The West Wing.
Oh, yes, you would. You would. Yeah. And I've never seen it.
Or 30-something. That would be an amazing show.
Okay.
To podcast. I loved 30-something so much.
Steffer? Oh, I know what yours would be. Can I answer for you?
Go ahead.
Parenthood.
That totally was my answer. Parenthood or Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Mm-hmm. Parenthood. God, I love that show.
I love that show too.
So I was so obsessed with Parenthood. When the show ended, I was still working for the television station. Mm-hmm. And it was like my 15th anniversary there or something. And our general manager at the time got me a copy of the season finale script. And all of the cast signed it. I still have it.
Did he? Did got that for you?
No, he was gone by then.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
That's a lovely gift.
Isn't it? I still have it. I love it so much.
Who's the manager that got that for you?
I mean, is it appropriate?
Say the last name. First name.
I don't remember.
Was it Larry?
No, he was gone before then.
Oh, okay. Somebody I don't know then. Okay.
There was like a tall, thin man. I can picture him. Yeah.
Somebody I don't know.
You don't know. You definitely don't know.
All right.
There were so many GMs in and out of that place that it's like, I'm 17 years there. I'm trying to like figure out who was who at the time.
I know. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name though. I can picture him. That's going to drive me nuts now.
Don't think about it. Then it'll pop in your head. If you just scream a name, we'll know why.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lovely thing I want to let you know that listening to your podcast has helped me through my journey of managing anxiety. Mm. Where can I buy your book, Amy? And there's a number of questions about your like author journey.
Yeah, let me just address this all one sweep. Yeah.
Let's talk authoring.
So, I mean, it's hard to talk about my life without writing in it. Like, it's just part of who I am. So Timmy and I were actually talking about this last night because he, you know, he's going on his own journey with his career, thinking and changing career. So we're talking about like benefits and stuff like that. Right. And I'm like, I'll just grab a job that has benefits and I'll work. And he's like, no, I don't want you to be on that. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to. And I'm like, you don't understand. When you're an artist, you don't give a shit what you do for work. Like, I'm just going to phone it in, work, do what I need to do, because my real thing is over here and is all encompassing. So like, I don't know. It's like, it's always been part of me. It's always been there. I started writing when I was very little and I would watch the soap operas with my mom and I would go into my room and finish the scripts and finish the scenes and write them out.
Love it.
And they'd be very dramatic, of course. And that's it. And then like, I don't know. I had a few very, very good. I mean, I always say if you ask any writer this story, they'll tell you the same thing. They had a good English teacher who told them they had talent. That's why I became a teacher, because I want to do that for other people. So that's just, you know, I've just had good teachers who nurtured my talent and my career along the way. And then when we had the girls, I knew that I had a very small window of time to reinvent my career. Like, I had my bachelor's in English, but I'm like, I need to get some kind of terminal degree so that I could teach, so that I could have summers off with the kids and a flexible schedule. So I got my MFA, and then I had great teachers in that program and they nurtured my book along, and that's how I wrote my book. That's it.
I love it. And where you can buy your book, you can buy it anywhere books are sold.
Yes. Anywhere. Amazon. I have copies. I've said to people, in fact, I have to send one out tomorrow. If you want an autographed copy, just message me and you can Venmo me and I'll send it to you.
I would like you to bring one to New York next weekend.
Okay.
I know someone who might want to buy it.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. Okay.
Right. Okay. Oh, and I also always had a plan to whip my book at Oprah. Remember this stuff?
Yes, I do.
So whip my book at Oprah, and then as she bends down to pick it up to see what it is, snap a picture of it.
Ah.
And
got it.
Yeah. Okay.
I see. That's how you're going to get Oprah and your book together. Okay. Amy,
is this even a thing anymore? Go on.
No. This is a question for you. Well, did you watch The Garden?
Okay. So I looked this up. I did my homework after I saw this question. The question is, am I attracted to Tree from The Garden? Yes, 100%.
Of course you are. And you would not. Oh, God. He was awful.
He was awful.
Why is he awful?
He's awful, dude. He's just real problematic.
Oh, he's. Yeah. Oh, so then 100% yes. There's not
even. No, 100%
yes. I just looked up pictures of him and I was like, okay, yeah, I'd totally be attracted to him. But now
he does have a guitar, Amy.
Now that he's a toxic asshole, yes. 100%. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And would you join the cult? Yes.
Probably. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. I will give this to you too, because I don't really have an answer. What is your best tip for new moms?
To really, my grandmother told me this. It's not groundbreaking advice, but I really took it to heart and I followed it. Really enjoy the time. It's hard, but enjoy it, because it's going to be gone. And I really made a conscious effort to, like, I didn't do it all the time and I didn't succeed all the time, and no one will. But like, there were times where I was like, I'm just going to enjoy this, and consciously enjoyed my children. And I feel better that I had that advice in my life.
So I wish someone had given me that advice. So I'm going to piggyback on, can I piggyback on that answer, Amy? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that time of my life was so fucking insane. I was working full time, driving my kids back and forth to daycare, then commuting.
Driving down the highway, put my kids in daycare.
And then commuting 45 minutes each way. It was a goddamn nightmare. Mm-hmm. And I was basically doing it alone, and it was really hard. And I always say that my biggest regret is that I hated being a new mom. And not that I hated my kids or I hated being a mom.
And that's the experience of many, many people. Yes.
And it was a really hard time for me. And then, like Amy said, it was literally over before you know it. And my kids are 21 years old now. And I look back and I'm like, I really, really wish that I cherished those moments more.
Yeah,
but I really didn't have the time to.
Well, and you were young. You were a lot younger than I was when you had your kids.
Yeah, I was 22.
Like I was almost 30, and I feel like that makes a difference. You know, I was in a better financial place in my life. I was in a better
space.
You know what I mean? So
you were
like
a good marriage,
right?
It makes a difference.
Yeah, I do feel like I had sort of a privileged experience, and not everybody has that, and I'm aware of that.
So one thing that I do want to suggest, though, and this is something that I didn't do, and I didn't realize how important it was until it was past the fact, it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that I never ask for help.
You had your dad, but he had his own issues going on. But he did try to help you as much as he could. Yeah.
But I just mean, like, yes, I did have my dad, but he wasn't healthy. And
aren't you so glad that he has that bond with your boys? Like, I'm so glad that my Graham had that bond with my girls because she helped me so much.
Right. Mm-hmm. I guess I mean more so in, like, the day-to-day stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, like, you had four sisters and you never asked them for help or anything. No, I remember that. Really. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I struggled all the time, and this is just the rotten hole of being a perfectionist, is that I have to prove that I can do this without help. And I still do that, and that's something that I still struggle with. So if I could go back, I would definitely have cherished those moments more, and I would have asked for more help, because I think I would have been able to cherish those moments more if you had some support. Yeah.
Yeah. The working full time in your commute was a huge nightmare. Yeah. I remember that.
It's a nightmare.
That. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
What was a time in your life that you made a life choice that you knew was right and logically don't regret it, but you dream sometimes of what could have happened if you veered the other direction? I have an answer for this.
I have an answer too.
Okay, Amanda. So my answer – oh, I'm gone. My answer is there was a very short period of time when I was divorced and before I met Timmy that I was going to move out of the area. And I had talked to my dad and he was like, I will help finance this move wherever you want to go. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I think like a week or two later, I met Timmy. We ended up getting pregnant. We had to get married. So like I never left. And logically, I know that I would not have what I have now if I had left. Mm-hmm. But like sometimes I'm like, God damn it, that was my chance to get out of here. So that's mine.
Okay. Amanda, do you want to go?
Sure. Mine was, it's not too dissimilar from yours, Amy. It was before I married, though. I wanted to move to Seattle.
Mm.
Very
that's
badly.
That's where we were.
Yeah, that's where Amy was leaving me to go to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was really planning it. Mm-hmm. My mom freaked out.
Yeah.
That I was going to do that. And I didn't. And I wonder sometimes what my life would look like had I moved there. Mm-hmm. But I'm really happy with my life as it is. So
right. Right. And those two things can be true.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Steph?
All right. So mine is pretty much the same as yours, I guess, but a little, you know. I always, always, always wanted to be a performer, like on stage. I love to be on stage. I love to be performing. I was a dancer. I was in school plays, all the weird stuff. And I always wanted to go to New York. After high school. And I didn't do that because I met my first husband and we moved in together when I was 19 and I got married at 20 and pregnant at 22 and all the things. But if looking back, I always wonder what I would have done or if I would have made it. Like I would have loved to have been, I'm not a Broadway performer. Let's be real. I just mean like, I don't know. That's what
I don't know. Yep. Yep. You want to pursue that dream.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep.
Okay, next.
All right. This is for all of you. What are your favorite bands from the 90s?
Nirvana, hands down, is my favorite band from the 90s.
I was,
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I loved the Indigo Girls too.
I know I was going to say that.
But I don't know. Did they start in the 90s? Probably.
The 80s?
In the 80s.
Okay.
In the 80s, yeah.
But Rites of Passage came out in the 90s. And yes. that changed. I talk about this all the time. That was a seminal soundtrack to my life.
Yep.
When I was growing up.
Probably my favorite band that I discovered in the 90s and started their career in the 90s is Dar Williams. So it's not a band, but a person.
Okay.
I mean, I would say probably my favorite band in the 90s was U2, but they started in the 80s. Like, I had struggling to find someone who didn't start in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotcha.
So mine probably would have been Radiohead.
Love Radiohead.
I think it would probably be Radiohead for me. Okay. Or I was, you know, Nirvana too and Pearl Jam, but probably.
So obsessed with Kurt Cobain. I was so obsessed with Kurt Cobain.
Me too. So for me, it ties between Radiohead and Pearl Jam.
Okay.
For sure.
Eddie Vedder is so fucking hot. He can get it.
He's still so fucking hot.
Get it.
Yes, he can.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Here's a good one. What are your must-have snacks while watching reality TV?
I mean, I never turned out any snack.
Any snack, I know.
But actually, you're going to laugh when I say this. I'm not a snacker. So when we sit down to watch TV, I take a snack in the form of a drink. I know it sounds weird, but I'm like, I'm going to have a vitamin water or I'm going to have a flat ginger ale. Like, I'm such a weirdo. I pour a little ginger ale, get a fork and make it real flat, and then I drink
it. You want to know who does that?
Oh, Patrick.
You want to know? Yes. Patrick will only drink flat soda. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't drink soda, but when he does, it has to be flat.
Like, I don't drink soda either, but when I do, it's got to be a flat ginger ale. So if I had a snack, which I rarely do, it would be, I actually had some last night. It's around Easter time, and it's a HERS thing. So I don't know if this is national or just kind of regional. It's the snowballs. They're like cheese balls, kind of, but they're like the white cheddar, and they're only out at Easter. Yep. Something like that, or like a Jax, or a pretzel, a super pretzel, preferably.
Okay. I'm a little bit ashamed to answer this because
there's no shame in food.
My
husband
and I are huge fucking snackers.
Okay, that's
fine. So much so that he has a bin on his side of the bed that houses all of the snacks that we don't want the kids to eat, which is psychotic. And he has to be in charge of them because I have no self-control around food. I could pull them out right now. We've got a whole plethora of, like, all different kinds
of
pretzels.
See, I don't allow snacks in the bed. Do not allow.
I used to not do that. Mm-hmm. It's something that has evolved as my kids got older and, like, we're just home alone. And don't forget, too, like, I work from home. So, like, during the day, I spend most of my time downstairs. Like, office is off the living room. Like, I'm in that space all day long. And
you
I
know
don't
how I am about
there.
The bed, though. You know how the bed. It I needs know. To be perfectly made, perfectly clean.
Oh, it is. Don't get me wrong. But like,
Timmy will eat chips in our bed sometimes, and I want to just murder
him. See, and that's why Timmy and I belong together.
God damn it.
It just is.
It just is. Amanda, what's your snack?
Probably popcorn or pretzels. You know, I'm a popcorn eater.
No, like normal stuff. I feel like I'm really gross then because so most of the time.
What's your snack? Is it a cheese plate?
So here's the problem. Most of the time when I'm watching television, I'm getting stoned. So it's a munchie situation.
Okay.
But same when here. I have the munchies, it has to be, I like all of my flavors at one time. So like nothing makes me happier than eating like a Reese's peanut butter cup with, at the same time, like a Ruffles sour cream and cheddar potato chip.
Okay.
At the same time. So you get the crunchy, the sweet, the savory, all the things. And throw some alcohol in there too, because, you know, why not?
Okay. Right. Okay. All right.
I guess I need a real intervention over here.
You're fine.
Will Timmy or Todd come on the podcast?
Timmy is going to be on the podcast. I recorded with him yesterday because there were some questions that were directed to him, which were basically like, how do you live with this bitch? But I asked him. I think we had to redo it because the dog was being obnoxious and we were too far from the mic. So we'll try again. But if you stay tuned at the end of this, you'll hear that part. So he'll be on. Is Todd coming on or Patrick coming on?
Well, no one asked about Patrick, but they did ask about Todd.
Sent to us on maths, but you know.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, he's just not a big podcast guy. If I asked him to, he would, yeah. But
guys, this is a feminist podcast.
So I know Patrick wasn't asked, but I'm gonna answer it because Patrick has been begging for Amy to invite him on Gen X. This is why.
That's not true because he doesn't listen to it. That's not true.
He doesn't listen. He doesn't listen. He doesn't want to come on it.
Patrick's favorite show is Little House on the Prairie. So is mine. I did an entire podcast about it and he's never listened to one episode.
He doesn't listen to this podcast. He doesn't. Jesus. I cannot get him to listen to any. That's a lie. One time about a year ago, we were driving home from New York City. And I was driving, so I put on Tig and Cheryl's True Crime, Tig and Cheryl, Tig Notaro and Cheryl Hines.
I love Tig Notaro.
Me too. She's my favorite. But we listened to that on the way home, and he did enjoy that, but he was forced to. But he would love to come on and talk to you and Jenny about Little House.
You need to watch Star Trek, because Tig is on it.
I know.
And she's great.
Also in The Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
Uh-huh. And that's really
good. I saw season one. It was okay.
I like it.
I like it, too.
And this past season, though, Amy, John Hamm was in it, and he's toxic as fuck.
Okay. Okay, done.
I know. I kept trying to tell her. It's so good.
So let's skip ahead, Steph. Go down to, like, the second to last or last question.
Okay. What social stigma does society need to get over?
We need to get over our puritanical sex views. It's ridiculous. I'm done with it.
I don't know what I don't know that I have an answer.
I would say either puritanical sex or fat stigma.
Yep. Go with that.
That's ageism too is a problem.
Ageism is a problem. I mean, look what they did to our precious seniors during Golden Bachelor.
So Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm going to choose ageism as my answer for sure. Yep. All right. What do you do in your professional life and your family life? Let's talk about those.
Okay. So I'm unemployed. So you guys go ahead and talk. You guys go ahead and answer. But you could be vague if you want. You don't have to be super specific.
Go ahead. Who wants to go back? Okay, I'll go. Sure. What do I do, Amy?
You just work a lot. That's all I know. Both of you work a lot.
So I worked 3 jobs for 9 years. It was insane. But my full-time job is I work for a radio group. And I'm a regional director of sales operations. So I oversee 11 markets. In the northeast part of the country, from like Detroit, Michigan, all the way down to Washington, D.C. That's what I do. And then for a bunch of years, I worked part-time for a doctor, and I did that for a while, which I just quit last summer. And now I make soap because I decided I wanted to do something for me. So that's what I do.
I love that.
I love that too. By the way, your soap website is super cute. I love it.
Super cute.
Oh, it's a mess.
And I love the names.
And I'm like so bad at websites. I've been doing it myself, as you can tell, because it looks like a 5-year-old did it, but it's
why don't you have Patrick help you?
Patrick is so busy. He's working 3 jobs right now.
Okay. Because this is his jam.
It is, but he's teaching full time and then he's adjuncting 4 nights a week. So it's like I can't put one more thing on him. He's gonna lose his shit.
That's one thing I do. I adjunct and I teach. Yes. I do that. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Amanda. I am a project manager for a software company. So basically what that means is as we get new customers and implement them, I am kind of the quarterback coach, just making sure everything gets done. I'm a professional nagger, basically.
Yeah, me too.
And I've been doing work like this since 1999. I got into IT then thinking I'd hit that .com money. And by the way, it's very rare that people actually hit the .com money.
What's your degree in though?
Political science. Right. I thought I was going to go run political campaigns. That's what I really wanted.
The dream, right?
And then I realized 2 things. One, I didn't have a couple things. I just did not have the confidence to do that then. I was also probably, I was absolutely deeply clinically depressed at that time. So that wasn't good. College for me was a shit show. And then the other thing is, it's a really shitty life unless you can become a David Plouffe or a James Carville.
Yes.
And I actually worked for David Plouffe. I worked on a Senate campaign in 1994, and his sister was my college roommate. And if you don't know who David Plouffe is, he and David Axelrod ran Barack Obama's campaign.
They gave Obama the presidency. Like, they got him to the presidency.
They ran the most beautifully flawless campaign. It was
Yes, they did. I agree.
It was just fantastic. Yep. So, yeah. So, I've met David Plouffe many a time.
Cool.
So, 99 was when I went into television. So, in this world of media. So, we've been doing the same thing, basically, for the same amount of time.
Me too.
Do you like what you do, Steph?
I went into it in 99.
What's that?
Do you like what you do?
I actually really do like what I do.
Okay.
I really like my current job. I have a really great boss who is really supportive, and she's just overall super. But I really do like it. I like my job a lot.
Okay. Amy, do you like what you do?
There was something like I liked when I was in TV, I was a traffic manager. And it's pretty much logistics. And I really liked using that part of my brain because it was the not creative part of my brain. But teaching is where I'm supposed to be. Like, that's where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's what I'm doing.
Do you like what you do, Amanda?
Meh.
Yeah.
Meh. Riva, do you like what you do, Riva?
Riva can do it with me. No, I'm just not lit up by the work that I do. I like aspects of it. I mean, I'm a project manager at my soul. Like, I'm an organizer. I'm a planner. I'm a list maker. Like, all of these things that just exist in me natively. So I get to use that part. But I'm not lit up. You know, I've also gone to a life coach training program and have coached on and off. I would love to coach more. I should make that happen. But that's the type of work that I got fed by. And that's why I choose to do other things outside of work. Like, I just kind of accepted a while ago, like, my work is not going to be the thing that lights me up.
That's what I was talking about. Like, sometimes you just need the work to pay the bills. And if you're like, if you're an artist or a writer, that is innate in you that you're not going to look. It happens. Some people make a good living being an artist.
It's tough.
Doesn't always happen. So, you know what I mean? Teaching, I feel like, is the next best thing. So that's why a lot of writers go into teaching. But so I want to ask you guys a question to end, okay?
Okay.
What is the your favorite show that you have covered with me? Oh,
Virgin River.
Yes, Virgin River with Steph. Yep. Amanda?
I think Couple to Thruple.
Me too!
I'm so glad you said that. I was over here like crossing my fingers hoping that's what you were going to say.
Oh yeah! It was so between that and Sister Wives, because I just love Sister Wives so much.
Yes.
And when you and I, like, the first time we are, you know, season 18, episode one, we were both like, I can't believe we got to do this. This is the most amazing thing ever. But I think I had the most fun, and I think we did probably our best work on Couple of the Thruple.
I also really loved doing Golden Batch.
No, I loved doing Golden Batch with you, Love and Death. We had a lot of fun doing that.
We did.
We had Hot Dom. We had Boss Hog. We had
Sex Crime.
I forgot about that.
I think my favorite show that you guys covered, though, was Golden Bachelor because of Gabagool and Kathy.
Yeah,
it just doesn't get better than that.
We should have invited Kathy to this tell-all.
That's a shame.
Or this AMA. Is that an AMA?
This is a tell-all. We're telling all. I don't know.
All right, guys. You've heard it all. We've said it all. I want to thank both of you. I mean, I have had so much fun doing this, and both of you have been huge, integral parts of this. And I hope that we keep doing this for many, many years.
Yes. I'm just grateful you asked.
Amanda and I together.
Yes. We came into each other's lives this way.
Yay.
Yes. I'll make the hearts happen.
And I do want to give a shout out for other regular co-hosts who pop on and off. Leslie DJ, Tess. I mean, you guys are awesome. And we really appreciate you guys as well.
I'll give the shout out to Jenny because I know you won't. So I'll take
that. I'm not shouting out my sister. I want to shout out Ace and Caitlin, who also have become regulars. So, like, you know, we just.
Matt Marr joined us once.
Matt Marr.
I will say that listening to Amy podcast with Jenny is probably one of my favorites. I just could listen to the two of them. And it's just that sister bond, you know, like my sister and I have it too. But I do love Jenny on a pod.
Hey guys, it's Amy. I'm here with my husband, Timmy, because there were a few questions for him. So here is that quick chat. Okay, Timmy, question number one. First of all, say hello.
Hello.
Okay, question number one. What is it like to live with Amy? Is she as goofy in real life as she is on the pod?
Yes, you are just as goofy as you are on the pod. Have been for years. I guess it's a perfect fit for you. And as far as living with you, I don't know. It's been fine. We're still married.
Okay. What reality shows do you watch, if any? And what do you think of the shows that I watch?
As of right now, I don't watch reality shows. I have a couple YouTube channels that I watch.
Which are what?
Andrew Camerata.
What is that?
He buys heavy equipment and works on it and does like farm stuff. And he built a castle, a shipping container castle. Okay. And you know my love of anything green energy or weird, so
yeah.
I used to watch like Gold Rush. What was the fishing one?
Deadliest Catch.
We used to watch. I don't really watch those anymore. So,
like, well, we got rid of cable.
Yeah, we cut the cord, as they say.
We cut the cord, and then I started a television podcast.
Correct.
Okay, so. People want to know how we got together and our love story. Would you like to tell it from your point of view?
Sure. I was driving down Lackawanna Avenue. And
I'd bite them out.
No, we've known each other since elementary school. So I had moved away for a while and traveled a little bit. And
tell them the bond we had in school, though.
Yes, we did have a bond. Over John Lennon, strangely enough. But basically known each other for a long time. And I went to a bar in Clark Summit, and Amy's father happened to be playing in the band there, and Amy and I reconnected. But at that time, you were still, I think I was married.
Yeah. Married or going through my divorce?
Yeah, she was married or going through a divorce. So later on, we reconnected at my best friend's house. And went to a tire fire.
So, you better explain that a little bit.
I'll have you explain that a little bit.
So, guys, there was a tire fire. We didn't know it was a tire fire. Our friend lived in a trailer park, and there was a woods behind it, and there was a big bonfire. And Timmy's like, get in my car. I'll take you up to the bonfire. He's driving through the woods like a maniac. Sticks are in the window, hitting me in the face. He just doesn't even give a shit. We get up there, and then we notice this awesome fire. Their tires burning.
Correct.
Yeah. And we don't advocate for that. We are a green energy house. We are recycling. We are very earth conscious people. But at the time, we were hanging out at a tire fire.
Yes.
And then you kissed me.
Correct.
And then I called Jen the next day. I said, I think Timmy likes me. And then what happened?
Then I got a phone call.
Yeah.
That you wanted to hang out and talk or just, you know.
Yeah, and you were delivering pizza and it was late. It was like 12 o'clock at night.
Correct, yeah.
And you came down and you...
And then I never left. came down and kind of moved in and then never left.
And we call that our lost weekend because it was Labor Day weekend. And we just... We just stayed in bed and banged around and went to the bars, and that was it.
Yep. Yeah.
We went to Panera on our first date.
Yeah, we did. It was good, though.
It was good. I still like a good Panera.
Their cream of broccoli soup is awesome.
Yeah. Okay, anything else? Oh, there was a question. What is the secret to staying married for 20 years?
You do it against your will. Or you have a lot of things that you do together and have in common. especially senses of humor. If your wife podcasts, things of that nature.
Yeah. I think, too, like us being friends first, we had a lot of mutual respect for each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were always friends. So.
Always friends. Always friends. Okay, babe. That's it.
All right. Love you.
Love you. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Thanks for the questions. This was a lot of fun, and I hope we didn't bore you too much. I want to thank all of you for sticking with us through these past couple months, but especially for sharing the pod, leaving positive reviews, sending me wonderfully positive DMs and messages of love and light. And I love all of you guys. And I always say that I have the best audience in podcasting. Backdoor Friends are amazing people. And I've loved getting to know you and getting to share my life with you. And I look forward to doing that a lot more in the future. So thank you so much. Please jump into our Facebook group, Backdoor Friends. If you're not there already, you're missing out. It's a lot of fun. And if you're not on Facebook, jump on to Patreon. We chat a lot there, and we're also on Instagram. You can email me. You can reach me, and I'll reach back. Thanks, guys.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.